So you're asking how this relates to the EU regulation. So of course, the battery passport of GVA needs to be compatible and consistent with EU regulation. What you see in the regulation is, first and foremost, general ambitions to report on greenhouse gas footprint, on responsible sourcing, on the content of critical materials, on how much recycled materials is in the battery, and some other provisions. However, these are quite broadly specified, and within this framework, Global Battery Alliance is proposing details how to solve it. Moreover, we are working together with a German consortium called Battery Pass, which received funding from the German Ministry of Economic and Climate Protection, which is also consistent with the EU battery regulation. So in a nutshell, it makes no sense if there are different standards. So we need to all speak one language, and the alignment between those individual activities is quite a challenge. Nonetheless, we are taking on the challenge. Your second part of the question referred to how can NGOs participate in looking at the regulation. Number one would be, please join the Global Battery Alliance and come into our work groups. There you have the option to really take part in the design of the rules or design of the criteria to be reported. And number two will be, we are striving as soon as possible for a public consultation where the feedback of NGOs is critically welcome.